actor Brian Cobbey has died at the age of 83. You may not have heard of him, but you probably know his work. His most famous line being, "The Times sponsored by Accurist." Here he is saying it and talking about his work.
At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 8:12, precisely.
Well, I've always been very clear and concise. And I also, normally, I speak very rapidly. So the two went together. It's what is known as received pronunciation, which a lot of people look down on nowadays.
Well, with the passing of Mr. Cobbey, are we saying farewell to the whole era of received pronunciation in the voiceover world? We're joined by Peter Dixon, who is a voiceover artist, prominent, in fact, as the voice of X Factor, also by Nicola Mendelson, who's president of the Institute of Practitioners in Advertising and chairman of Karmarama Advertising. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Peter, did you know Brian Cobbey? Was he a big figure in the voiceover world with his very fine received pronunciation?
Well, I'm sorry to say I never met him or knew him, but of course I knew of him. The Speaking Clock, of course, was a great, and I think still is a great institution, great British institution. And I don't know who phones it now because everybody's got digital watches, but it's one of those peculiarities, isn't it? But no, Brian, of course, has one of those archetypal great British voices. Yeah.
But you do too, actually. Don't you? Are you finding the work is getting harder to come by as we want regional accents and slightly more kind of working class accents and the like?
Well, no. I mean, I think as a voice actor, which is what I am, I'm called upon to do a great range of things. I mean, no 2 days are the same for me. One minute I could be playing a zombie in a computer game, and the next minute reading the chairman's report on a DVD for a blue chip company. I mean, everything is just up for grabs. It's very, very different. In fact, you say that things have changed. Back in the 40s, in the 1940s, on the BBC, of course, we had great voices back then, like Alvar Liddell and Stuart Hibbert and the wonderful John Snagg. But people forget that back in that time, in the 1940s, uproar ensued when the BBC actually allowed one Wilfred Pickles to read the news in his Yorkshire accent, which caused great consternation in the shires.
Wouldn't happen nowadays. Nicola Mendelson, just talk to us about the appeal of different accents and what you would be looking for in a commercial, for example.
Well, I think what we have to understand is that advertising reflects society of the day. And today, we actually really enjoy listening to regional accents. Some recent research by the University of Bath actually said that our most trusted accents are actually Yorkshire accents. We think they're the cleverest people.
Well.
We believe them more. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Well, no, I'm just thinking Wilfred Pickles was ahead of his time, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that was why First Direct apparently would put themselves in Leeds originally. But I mean, probably apocryphal, but because we'd trust the telephone people on the phone up there.
Absolutely, and even at the moment, businesses like Plusnet, they've got their businesses located in Yorkshire. They're there. They're talking to people on a daily basis in a really friendly accent that people can relate to, people can trust, and people can enjoy as well.
Is there a reaction against posh? Because I mean, we obviously live in a very democratic society. You're trying to appeal to the masses very often, just rather than the elite. Is there a kind of desire not to be sounding too posh?
I think it's about understanding real people, and most people do not speak with received pronunciation or the Queen's English, and it's to do with more people going to university, people mixing more, so we're really celebrating this wonderful diversity that we have in the country today.
Do voice actors, Peter, do they have to be able to do different accents?
Absolutely, yes. I get called upon to do a whole wide range, not just within the UK. There's so many dialects and accents within the UK alone, but you know, I get asked to do American and European accents, Australian, all the time. So I think it's part of the key now for any voice actor in the business. You have to adapt and change, or you starve. You know, it's as simple as that. Gone are the days when you could just do one style. Now flexibility is very much the key, and a large repertoire does help. It also makes it a lot more interesting, as I say, when you play zombies and chairmen one minute and one minute the next. Yeah, you're shouting the X Factor finalists.
Zombie chairman, perhaps. Yes, sometimes. Nicola, voice actors, is it a big business, or now is there more of a tendency to go for a recognisable voice, perhaps someone who, you know, has appeared on the radio or the television and to use their voice?
We love radio people, don't you worry about that.
Recognizable. Pension plans are in.
you're all sorted, don't worry. You can be the voice of zombies going forward. We look for familiarity, we look to be entertained, so of course there will always be a place for famous voiceovers. But also, yes, there is a huge amount of work for people that just have those sorts of voices that make you feel warm towards them, or friendly or authoritative. Lots of different things. There's a place for lots of different people.
Peter Dixon's got a nice voice, hasn't he?
He's got a terrific voice.
Really,
we love that.